I think he's totally mad, but I really admire him for what he's doing. It takes some stamina, strength, determination, and like the physical strength and the mental strength that is involved is unbelievable, really. Like, if you were to do it, like all cyclists like to get out on the road and go for miles, or be lucky enough to do it in France, but to do it in your shed really is incredible, you know. And we're very grateful to Neil for taking this on for the club, and he's been involved with the club over a number of years. He's always been there supporting us in lots of different ways, and his family have throughout many years.
Yeah, you don't even get those lovely views of the Alps like the actual athletes do. Unfortunately, he's just looking at a bit of wood in a shed. Like, but it is a hard time for everybody right now. But the fundraiser that he's replacing really is the annual bake sale that would be so crucial to you guys for the running of the club. So I'd say you must be very welcome for any funds that come your way now.
Yeah, we are very welcome. And Neil and his family would have had this fundraiser in the Vincent de Paul Centre every year, and it was an amazing bake sale, along with many other fundraisers that have gone on, you know, like all clubs, bits and pieces here and there. And like these type of things, they pay for the hire of the swimming pool, or donations towards clubs if we're using their facilities, or sometimes athletes need to get a bus to a competition, that type of thing. Like, all the volunteers are volunteers and nobody is paid. Everybody does it of their own free will. So any money that is raised goes into a purchasing of equipment or hiring of sporting facilities. So the money would be going directly to the athletes, yeah.
And just tell us a little bit about your involvement with the club. When did you first join the Wexford Special Olympics?
Well, I first joined them 15 years ago. Well, it's 15 and a half. I'd say we're now heading for 16 years now. There was a meeting way back and I kind of wandered into it, and there was a few people forming the group. It was after 2003 and the World Games had come to Ireland and they were wanting to get more clubs up and running. A group got together in 2005 and formed the club, originally with three athletes. We started with gymnastics as a sport simply because Mary Baker was involved from Wexford Gym Club and myself, and we had the facilities of Wexford Gym Club, so we started with that. So we started with three athletes and one sport, and now we have over 50 athletes and six sports. So I coach gymnastics probably every week. We would be in the gym. We're very lucky to use Wexford Gym Club and Mary Baker, myself, and a group of volunteers. And we would train every week, more or less, from September to March, April. And then the other sports, they would be on a Saturday morning too, or they'd be on Boccia on a Thursday night and CBS. So there's a variety of sports ongoing. So I would coach the gym, but I might drop down to the athletics and help out with that. So we can't survive without the wonderful volunteers we have. We have a lot of maybe one-on-one, and athletes form relationships with the volunteers and vice versa. And it's basically all about teamwork and encouragement and participation and having fun. And then we work towards competitions then, like regional games and Ireland games. And we have had some athletes who've been lucky enough to be selected for World Games. So it's really like any other sports club, like your hurling or your soccer or swimming club, whatever. You know, every week it's a social thing, it's a physical thing, and it's a regular activity for our athletes, which, like all sports now in COVID and all social groups, it's just been bereft, really, hasn't it? And, you know, everybody's left with a kind of an empty, not being able to go to your local club and go along on a Saturday and take part. So that's basically how we operate. We're just the same as any other sports club, and our athletes just all happen to have an intellectual disability, and they might learn in different ways too. Everybody learns in a different way anyway, so
sure.
So everybody is encouraged to reach their own potential in whatever sport they like to do. So there are many levels within the sports, so no matter what level you are, you can participate and you can compete. And that's one of the really nice things about Special Olympics. There's a place and a level for everybody to take part.
Absolutely, and it is just like any other club, and you've been facing the same kind of problems that every other club has been facing, trying to do things over Zoom, I imagine, and, you know, not being able to meet up and that kind of thing. Have you been able to keep in touch with the athletes, you know?
Well, we were lucky enough when the first lockdown was in September, October, when there was an opening up of sport, so we did actually get back for some athletic sessions down. We used the DMP track down there, and it was wonderful. Like, some athletes came back, and it was just brilliant, like, to be there and running and jumping and taking exercise. Everybody was just so happy to be back. And there were a lot of work went in place to get that up and running, as you well know, with all the protocols in place and safety and everything. So that ran for a few weeks, and then we were back in lockdown, so there's been kind of nothing. So the club is in a bit of a chasm at the moment, so we're starting up some Zoom sessions now. We've had one, and the athletes were thrilled to see each other, and we're going to do a few Saturday mornings, just getting in touch and some exercises. Special Olympics Ireland have been quite innovative. They've had lots of programs where athletes can tune in to YouTube, different exercise classes, healthy eating, you know, mindfulness, lots of things. But we as a club are only really starting our participation and promoting things now. So Special Olympics Ireland have brought out a virtual competition, which is wonderful. At the moment they have three sports in it: gymnastics, athletics and football, and the athletes can complete tasks and skills in their own house at three different levels, and then they submit the videos in and they will be judged like any other competition, and they will have a kind of a Zoom ceremony and awards and everything. So it's actually really good because an athlete can choose. For example, a lot of our athletes are going to do maybe athletics and gymnastics, so they might do a routine. It's literally a minute long. It could be done in your kitchen or your hall. They practice it for the next few weeks, and then they will submit their video. And then there'll be videos coming in from all over Ireland, so they will be judged against other athletes of similar age and ability. And then the athletics, one of the tasks is to run 25 metres. So the athletes will practice running it as fast as they can, and they will send in the time that they run it, and then 3 weeks later they're sending in another time in the hope that they would have improved their time. So it's a wonderful incentive from Special Olympics Ireland to create these little competitions, because everyone is a little bit lost. So I have to say the virtual competition has given us the motivation to get going again, and we have over 20 athletes who've entered athletics, gymnastics or football. One of the tasks in the soccer is keep you uppy, you know, so some people can be really good at that.
Brilliant, yeah.
So they can choose whatever they like to do. So that's kind of given us the motivation, and we're starting some Zoom classes now just to get everybody together and to practice some of the skills that are in those videos. And then we'll take it from there because, you know, moving forward, we're not sure what we can do, but we're just going to start and get everybody connected again.
Absolutely, because that is the important thing. It's, you know, having that connection with you guys as coaches and with each other as fellow athletes, because one thing we've heard about a lot in kind of the last month or that is the importance of the opening up of, you know, special schools and that kind of stuff, because, it is important that, you know, service users and special needs people, that they have places where they can keep up their progress and places where they can keep a routine as well. And that's important for a school, and it's important for a sports club like this as well, because you mentioned earlier on there's a social element to meeting up and doing gymnastics with your friends and that kind of stuff as well. So having a club like this and having activities like this to look forward to in the week, that's so crucial too.
Yeah, it's a huge thing really. And like speaking to a few of the parents, that's the one thing they've said they've missed. They've missed their club, they've missed their mates, their friends, the people they train with, the people they're probably missing, their coaches and their volunteers as well, but they're just missing being with each other and working together. It's gone, you know, and I suppose it's hard for any of us to understand that, but like if you have an intellectual disability, for that suddenly to disappear and you not really understand why it's gone and why can't I go anymore, you know, I remember one parent, one Saturday we mightn't have the gym or we mightn't have athletics for some reason or other, and she spoke about her daughter that every Saturday morning she'd put on her Special Olympics tracksuit because that's part of her day.
Sure.
And
yeah,
she would be waiting and waiting to come to the club and meet her friends. And like, I just think that kind of sums it up really, doesn't it? You know, we're all in our houses and we're all waiting for our tracksuits on to go to our clubs and meet each other. And like, it's one thing doing it in your sitting room. Like a lot of our athletes probably have been doing, you know, Zooms on YouTube and with Special Olympics Ireland, but it's a stranger that's on the screen. They want to see each other. So we had one Zoom last week and it went really well, and the athletes were so happy to see one another and had no bother. We were all quite nervous, the coaches, about, you know, going virtual, but the athletes weren't. They were not a bother on them. They were delighted. They had no problem with it at all because they're just no inhibitions and quite happy to see each other. We haven't gone away. The club is still here. We're all just on a bit of a rest at the moment, but we will be back, you know. And that's my one hope. And that's everybody's hope all over Ireland and the world, that we will be back. So I'm thinking September that we will be back. We did have our last one. I can remember vividly the Saturday before lockdown, and we were in the gym and we were going around with the hand gel and we were going, okay, No, nobody to touch each other, and it was really difficult because that's not what we, you know, everybody would be high-fiving all the time, and we were telling them, no, you don't, like, high-five in Special Olympics is very much a well done, mm-hmm. well done you. Like, we use the high-five quite a lot to congratulate or well done or you've achieved something, and then to suddenly say, we can't do this, you know, it's a bit alien. So hopefully with everything, the numbers coming down, the vaccinations will all be back in September. That's the hope anyway. So in the meantime, we're going to do a few of these Zooms and keep people connected and moving a little bit. So hopefully it's all going to work out.
Hopefully anyway, and it does keep you together as a club. And let's not forget that there have been, you know, you mentioned there, people have gone on to the World Championships, had a couple of champions from the club there as well. You've had the likes of Carol Ryan and Lisa Redmond more recently too. So you would have worked with Lisa with the gymnastics, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we would have worked with Lisa and with Carol, and Paul Keane as well went to World Games, and Colleen Flood Parrish, she went to European Games. So yeah, we worked with all of them. And there's a four-year program in Special Olympics, so it starts at your club and you would have a regional competition, which is kind of South Leinster, and then you would go the following year to a Leinster competition. And then from the Leinster competition, you go to an All-Ireland, and then people from the All-Ireland go on to the World. So it's a whole huge program that's worldwide. So what we're doing on a Saturday, be it the athletics or the basketball or the swimming, that can go all the way in 4 years' time to a World game. So those athletes who went to World Games, like, they had to do intensive training with us in our club, but they also went on to our Ireland training, where they go to Dublin and they would train with athletes from all over Ireland, which was a wonderful experience for them and a higher level of coaching than what we would be providing, you know. So yeah, no, it's wonderful to think that, and we're very proud of those athletes who did go from our club. Please God, we'll have some going in other sports. We've just gone to World Games in gymnastics so far, but it would be lovely to see it in bocce or basketball or swimming or athletics.
Is there any sort of message you'd like to leave the athletes with? Because I'm sure plenty of them are tuning in, hearing their favourite coach on the radio there. So is there any message you'd like to leave them with? Because it is going to be very hard. We just heard last night it might be 9 more weeks of this lockdown. You mentioned it might be September before you can all meet up properly again. So just to get a motivational message out there that we are making progress and we will get through this together.
Yeah. But for starters, I'm probably not their favourite coach. There are plenty of coaches in the club now. I was the person who volunteered to go on the radio. I would say to the athletes, well done, everybody, for being so good. Like, I have to say, like, everybody's been great with the rules. I think children and young people and have been fantastic with the rules of this whole COVID thing. I've never really complained. I've just got on with it, have taken it as it is, and have been great with it. So well done to you for sticking with the rules. The club has not gone away. We are still here. We are all ready and waiting to get back up and running again in athletics, gymnastics, bocce, basketball, swimming and pitch and putt. But in the meantime, we need to just stay at home, and we're going to reach out to you, and we're going to get in touch and practice your own little things at home that you can practice, so that when we get back out again, so go for your walk or get a football and kick it against the wall. Or we have pitch and putt too, so some people might be like, get the golf clubs out. Do any of the things that you can do safely at home. Keep practicing them with your family, so when we're back up and running again, we'll be all ready. So keep safe, keep smiling, and I can't wait for us all to be up and running in September again. And we will see you all virtually on the screens in the meantime.